Hey, adjusting levels on the fly here. That's what you do sometimes. Celebrate Colorado on the air. This is your host, Roger Allen, on the Radio Colorado Network. Today we're going to talk about your right to protest. Yes or no? Well, there's a bill passed, or on the way of being passed, that has some restrictions about what protesters can do outside your clinic, your home, your place of business. We're going to get into that here momentarily after I get the preamble out of the way. Before we get started, let me pass along some phone numbers, contact information if you'd like to get a hold of me. Two ways. You can call the Radio Colorado Network, 303-776-2323. Or you can and just ask for Roger, 303-776-2323. Just ask for Roger. Or you can email me at rockandroger32@hotmail.com. rockandroger32@hotmail.com. Before we get into the meat of the show today, let me pass along some things going on. The fifth annual Bite of the Boat. It gives Steamboat a chance to taste some of the best cuisine in town while supporting the students of Rout County Transition Services, formerly Stepping Stones. I'm sure you're familiar with them. Rout County Transition Services hosting the fifth annual Bite of the Boat fundraiser. Residents, caterers will be offering a variety of tasters, which will provide a sample of their various cuisines and menus. The event will also feel kind of like a Taste of Colorado, but up in Steamboat Springs. Better scenery than downtown Denver. The event will also feature entertainment from local musicians, a silent auction. Everyone is invited to come enjoy the Bite of the Boat coming up on Saturday, the 29th of March, from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. at the Steamboat Springs High School, 45 East Maple Street in downtown Steamboat. Admission to the event is, get this, free, and tasting tickets are available at the door for $1 per ticket. I think that even beats Taste of Colorado's prices, doesn't it? All proceeds will support the students of Rout County Transition Services. It's a program provided by the Steamboat Springs School District to benefit 18 to 21-year-old students with special needs as they transition from school into the community. A very needed type of a service. And if you would like some more information, you can contact Ann at 970-871-6937, 970-871-6937. Again, that's coming up on the 29th of March. All right, here we go. The there's a senator here in the area that is sponsoring a bill, number 192. Maybe you've heard about this. I'll read the AP story. A Senate committee-backed restrictions on neighborhood protesters. Now, this is passed this last Wednesday. As this show is being recorded, it happened last Wednesday as you hear it. After hearing from one of the construction executives who had been targeted by abortion protesters for a building in the Planned Parenthood clinic. Now, this is a construction executive who was being protested. The men's neighbors also urged lawmakers to pass the bill, saying they had been harassed by protesters who have played recordings of crying babies, put up large photographs of fetuses on their sidewalks, sneaked into their backyards to leave plastic baggies holding small baby dolls and fake blood. White's company, regional senior vice president Gary Magason, told lawmakers his house in Lakewood has been protested 35 times in the last 7 months. Most of the time, the protesters have sat in lawn chairs in front of his house. Twice, he said, they grilled hamburgers and hot dogs, most recently on Super Bowl Sunday. The home of White's president, Bill Homaday, in Greenwood Village also has been targeted, as well as the metro area homes of subcontractors building the clinic. So they're not only going after the clinics. These guys are going after the people planning on building the clinics. The bipartisan bill, which would limit protesters to one sign each, no bigger than 2 feet by 3 feet, and they would have to keep walking around the route of at least three house lengths or 300 feet, whichever is longer. Basically, the bill says you can't just stop there. You can still protest. The sign size has been changed, and we're going to talk to somebody about that. And you have to move now. You got to keep walking. According to Larry Johnson, he's one of Homaday's neighbors. He says, we're not talking about freedom of speech. We're talking about threats. We are talking about intimidation. The real estate lawyer said, He has won a restraining order against a protester who had videotaped his home and displayed a large photograph of the Virginia Tech gunman on the truck he parked outside of his home. So maybe the protesters are crossing the line by, you know, getting into their personal belongings. And we're going to talk to somebody about that as well. Abortion activists aren't opposed to the whole measure, which is Senate Bill 182. But according to radio talk show host Bob Enyart, he's a member of Colorado Right to Life, he said he thought the sign limit was unconstitutional and was asking the American Civil Liberties Union to fight that. The measure was written to follow the guidelines laid out in a Supreme Court ruling upholding a Wisconsin law limiting neighborhood protest. And the ACLU has taken a neutral position on the bill. Sponsor Senator Steve Ward, we have a call in to him, and hopefully he'll be calling sometime before now, between now and the end of the show. Or might have to, you know, edit in his conversation sometime. He's from Littleton. He's busy right now. Also, Suzanne Williams from Aurora. They have made a concession to labor unions who have periodically protested outside the homes of executives. The bill originally would have made protesters walk on a route or route for at least the length of a block. Unions ask for the variable definition since the distance between houses varies depending on the neighborhood. Bob Enyart said protesters realize the demonstrations are upsetting, but he said the only way to end them was to outlaw abortion. Until then, he said, abortion opponents would continue to draw attention to the issue. According to Enyart, he says, our commitment is no child killing with tranquility. Ward, who opposes abortion rights, said he didn't introduce the bill because of the latest protest. He said he's been working on the bill since entering the Senate last year and that it's similar to an ordinance he passed while he was an Arapahoe County Commissioner. Williams tried to pass a similar measure in 2001, but it was killed in the House, which was controlled by the Republicans. Democrats now want control, now control both the House and the Senate. All right, and now on Celebrate Colorado, I'd like to welcome the aforementioned Bob Enyart to Celebrate Colorado. Bob, how are you?
Roger, I'm great. You and I used to work together at CAN-US a long time ago.
You remember that?
I sure do.
I must have made an impact back then.
About 17 years, 5 days a week.
I remember you doing a television show late at night on the cable channel.
That's right. In fact, we were on 80 cities, 5 nights a week, live, from Honolulu to Orlando, including Denver.
That's right. That's
and it was a blast. It lasted for about 4 years. But we started on radio, and we're still on radio now on a 50,000-watt station out of Denver.
Well, I was pleased to hear your name or read your name in the article, and I didn't know you were on the air, so why don't you let me know so I can tune in and everybody else that wants to tune in and find out what this Bob Enyart guy's all about, because I'm sure you're still stirring things up out there.
We really are. We're having a blast. And, Roger, the easiest way is on the Internet at KGOV, KGOV.com, like government. But then every afternoon at 3 at 6:70 a.m., weekday afternoons at 3, anywhere in Colorado.
And that's called just Bob Enyart Live?
Bob Enyart Live, that's right.
All right, Bob. Well, now, we read the story before you got here, but I'm sure you're familiar with it. You've been quoted in that. Now, you told me off-air before we got on that you really don't, you're not opposed to the bill, the Senate Bill 192.
Not in principle. And, of course, this bill is directly attacking us and our anti-abortion protest.
Well, I was going to say that you feel like this is because of you? I mean, this bill will affect anybody else who wants to protest anything.
Well, that's true, but everyone who testified was talking about our protest that we've been going for 20 years to the homes of abortionists in the Denver area, and we plan on continuing for the next 20 years. But in the last year, it's heated up because Planned Parenthood is building the largest abortion facility in the country right here in Denver. And a $1 billion construction firm, the Weitz Company, W-E-I-T-Z, they have the nerve to help the abortionists build what we call a child-killing center. And so we asked Weitz to reconsider and to stop the project. They refused. And we gave them notice. They had plenty of time, and they would be declared permanent collaborators by January 31st unless they pulled out. And they did not, and not surprisingly, they stuck with the project. And so we're committed, not only us, but six major pro-life organizations around the country are committed to protest Weitz executives' homes and their customers' homes for as many years as Planned Parenthood is killing babies in that facility being built by whites.
Hey, Bob, I just got word that Senator Ward is online.
Well, that's great.
Do you mind coming on with him?
Not at all.
All right, I got a guy in the background here seeing if he doesn't mind coming on with you. If we can make that happen, we'll do that. Now, as far as these guys obviously have their rights to build for whomever they want to build for and all that, and you guys obviously have rights to protest.
That's true. And if somebody would have helped the Germans build Auschwitz, I think by now the whole world would have known how corrupt and immoral that would have been. And one day the world will know that it's equally corrupt to help abortionists kill kids.
All right, Bob, thank you. And we'd like to welcome now the one of the bill's sponsors, Senator Steve Ward, Senate Bill number 192. Welcome to Celebrate Colorado, Bill, or Steve.
Thanks. Good to be here.
Appreciate you coming. How did the bill come about for you? You mentioned that it had nothing to do with the protesters, but it had something you incorporated back in Arapahoe, I believe, Arapahoe County.
Yeah, about 12 years ago when I was Arapahoe County Commissioner, we had similar situations. We had a lot of protesting going on at one particular person's residence, and it was really bothering the neighbors tremendously. So they came to us, and we're looking for options. And this bill basically is substantially similar to what we adopted in Arapahoe County 10 or 12 years ago. Well, you know, 9 or 10 years ago now, I guess. And we've made some modifications at the state level in order, for example, to keep the Colorado Municipal League neutral on the bill. We made some changes that allow cities to adopt more stringent ordinances, for example, and some other things to appease some of the special interests.
All right, and I was discussing with Bob ahead of time. Now, Bob seems to be under the impression, or Bob, you can interrupt me if you think I'm doing this wrong, but obviously Bob's against the abortion thing. People do have rights to protest, and you're just kind of fine-tuning those rights. Bob's deal isn't so much about the bill. It's what he mentioned earlier, the size of the signs. He has a problem with that. Bob, do you have a...
Roger, Colorado Right to Life is not against this bill. It's really outrageous that our laws allow this kind of horrendous invasion of privacy at somebody's home. But that's an example. We've been doing this for 20 years in Arapahoe County. And it's an example that our law no longer knows right from wrong. And it can't do the simplest thing, like keep somebody, you know, reasonably peaceful in their own home. And that's an example that goes further with the killing of innocent children in the womb. Our senators, they don't understand the gravity of that injustice, and so we're going to use these loopholes in the law for as many years as Planned Parenthood is killing kids at abortion clinics.
So you're going to continue the protest, no matter what the law says, under the laws that are granted to you?
For another 20 years, yes.
Do you have a problem with marching up and down as opposed to camping out and firing up hot dogs and hamburgers on the person's...
Not at all. Senator Ward's bill, we testified that we're not against it. If it does anything, it spreads our message further through the neighborhood instead of standing in front of the abortionist O'Loughlin's home in Arapahoe County. We now march
and
through.
One of the things I read in the story, that people were throwing, you know, garbage bags with, you know, baby dolls in people's yards and putting signs up on their vehicles. What's your take on that, Bob?
The baby dolls was done by a gentleman out of Colorado Springs who's not a part of the Denver area protest. And if he violated private property, it's a little gross. It's something I wouldn't do personally.
Well, no, it doesn't matter what they did, but the violation of the private property was the...
If somebody goes into somebody's garage or trespasses, that's a crime. The things that were testified to yesterday, if they actually happened, there would have been 100 citations ready for crimes. It's mostly all been charged with any crimes.
Gotcha. This is Celebrate Colorado on the Radio Colorado Network. I'm your host, Roger Allen. Online, we have Bob Enyer, the talk show host here in the Denver area. And we also have Senator Steve Ward, the co-sponsor of the bill, 192. Now, Senator Ward, how are your hands kind of, there's laws and you guys are trying to fine-tune to protect people. Do you see that this is going to be an answer, or do you see that there's going to be more problems, or how do you, you know, foresee if this does get through all the way the next, you know, the next few years?
It's not a panacea that people have rights under the First Amendment to,
correct,
to speak and to assemble and to protest, and we're not trying to infringe on those rights. The Supreme Court has made it clear that there can be reasonable time, place, and manner restrictions on them. And I think when it comes to residences, that reasonable restrictions include the kinds of things we've put in this bill it still will not prevent people from protesting. I think we all recognize that, and I don't think anyone's trying to prevent or to raise an absolute bar to allow.
No, you really can't do that. And fine tuning it is what you're where you're at now. Bondo, you have a problem with the size of the signs under the new building.
Yeah, and that's about it. But Roger, 12 years ago, we told the Arapahoe County, and that would have been Steve Ward also, that if they would have passed a law just outlawing this behavior, because we think it shouldn't be allowed to target people's residences,
mm-hmm.
that we would have stopped from that day to this day. We would have stopped protesting, trying to teach our legislators right from wrong. But for whatever reason, they didn't take that offer, and so 12 years later, we're still in Arapahoe County.
Well, constitutionally, they can't put that law into effect, can you?
Well, they could. You see, that's an example. If you have a 20-year-old girl who works at a company that sells fur, and you got guys outside her home 3 days a week protesting, that's just creepy. It should not be allowed. But our lawmakers don't know right from wrong. So we're exploiting that ignorance to express the outrage against child killing.
Senator Ward?
I find logic in the argument elusive, so I'm not going to dignify it with a response.
There you go. So, Senator Ward, I know you had a brief time. Can you hang with us a little bit, or do you have to get out of here?
Got to get out of here pretty quick.
All right. Well, anything you want to add to the bill? Where is it now? Obviously, this is recorded. It'll play this coming Sunday, so we have the let's just where we are right now with the bill, and what's it look like?
The bill right now is on its way to the floor of the Senate for second reading. It should get there perhaps as early as tomorrow. There will be some floor amendments, and then it goes to the House. If it passes on second reading in the Senate, it'll go to the House.
All right, Steve, I appreciate you coming on short notice today.
No problem.
All right.
Have a great day.
All right, we will bid him adieu. This is Celebrate Colorado. Steve Ward, kind enough to come on and talk about the bill. He's the one of the co-sponsors. Bob Enyart, as the Bob Enyart I know and love, is hanging with us. Bob, thank you. Now, we never really got into the whole sign thing.
Yeah, the size of the
sign. How is this a problem? And where I'm reading your quote here somewhere, you think that is constitutionally wrong. You can't do that.
Yeah, we've asked the ACLU to reconsider. We sent them a letter yesterday. They're basically working behind the scenes on this. Normally, they would be outraged and do everything they could to stop it. But because of how effective this is against abortion providers, they are bowing and showing their bias. And they're not willing to hold up free speech when it comes to pro-life activists. If we were PETA activists, the ACLU would be at the front of the courtroom.
So, what is the bill, as far as the sign goes, what is the current, is there any restrictions right now?
Right now, no. Not statewide. It's, you know, whatever you could carry as a sign.
So now they want signs to be...
3 square feet.
2 feet by 3 feet.
Well,
no bigger than.
No, that's incorrect. That's in the summary of the bill.
Oh, okay.
The summary got it wrong. The bill itself says what it has said for the past weeks since it was first released. It says 3 square feet with a maximum of 2 feet wide and 1.5 feet tall. So they may increase that. I think the error in the summary is where they want it to go.
That's just arbitrary figures, probably.
Yeah, that's just arbitrary. When you carry a sign in a protest, if it gets too big, it's a threat to public safety. A 10-foot tall sign could fall and hurt somebody.
Sure.
Or it could block the view of drivers
right.
in the street. But this is an arbitrary limit to do only one thing, to minimize the effect of the speech of the legal protest. So the ACLU should be all over this, but they're silent, and I believe they're silent because they're pro-abortion, which they admit to being pro-abortion as an organization.
So you think the ACLU is not doing what they can?
Yeah, so we've asked them to reconsider. And just on the matter of the size...
Well, that's the ACLU, though. I mean, they're kind of biased in a lot of areas.
Oh, yeah, the ACLU the Antichrist Legions of the Underworld. I think that's what that stands for, ACLU. But they pretty much, stand up for wickedness wherever they can find it. So we despise the ACLU, but sometimes you use the resources of your enemies to win a battle.
Have you guys had much success in protesting, like, contractors and people who are, going to turn their buildings into abortion clinics?
Yes. So far, 4 contractors
subcontractors have quit.
Without threat or without violence, just by protesting.
Yeah, we're absolutely against any kind of threat or criminal behavior. We're utterly committed to nonviolence.
So just hanging out in front of a residence or an office building or a future office or the homes of a contractor.
Right.
How are you guys out there permanently? You go out there like on shifts? What do you do?
Well, like Gary Megason testified, we've been to his home 35 times in 7 months, and twice with barbecuing, you know, brats and cheeseburgers, and including on Super Bowl Sunday.
Yeah, that's what I read, yeah.
Yeah, and we do birthdays also, since the kids that will be killed will not have a birthday. So Gary Megason could look forward to us being at his home.
But in the future, you have to get the rolling barbecue pits, right? Because you have to be going both directions walking around. You can't just camp out. I just gave you an idea, didn't I?
No. Okay. We've already done it.
Okay.
In fact, the guy who was the facility manager for Mile High Stadium for years, he loaned us those, you know, the guys who hold around their shoulders, and I said, get your cold beer here.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he would loan us those things for our protest, and we'd really, you know, we try to have a good time of it. It's an ugly battle, but we have scores of people. We had 50 people, I think, at Super Bowl Sunday for 2 hours in the cold in front of the White's execs' homes.
So how many people do you usually, I mean, there's the hotline. They must have said this.
Sure.
How many guys do you get per protest on the average?
Usually 15 people, hardly ever less than 10. You know, 20, 30, 40, 50.
But if they passed a law that said no more protesting in front of residents, you guys would just say, okay, fine.
Yeah, that's my commitment. Because of the scenario, and Senator Steve Ward, he acted like it's unreasonable, but I think it crosses a barrier of threats and intimidation.
Well, what is the, I mean, can like I asked him, can they do that? Just no more protesting in front of residents, only in, you know, like in designated areas or?
Well, no, they can't
businesses.
Under our current laws, because our current laws are ignorant. But if they did, we made the commitment that even if it were overturned from some other group, we would still abide by it.
And where would you protest if that was just outside the clinics?
At the abortion clinic, at the businesses. You know, there is such a thing as a free speech zone in America. It goes from the Atlantic to the Pacific.
Sure.
But that doesn't mean that you should have the right to stalk people or intimidation that goes beyond the threshold of disturbing the peace.
Okay, when you're out there protesting,
yeah.
I mean, other than these other stories you read about the signs on the vehicles and the,
right.
the trash cans in the yards, say the resident that home is being protested, you know, enters the house, you know, drives through the driveway.
Right.
Do you guys yell at him? Do you guys holler things at him?
Well,
scream at him? You have everybody under control. I know some of you probably just hold your sign and smile, but I'm sure others are yelling and hollering.
Yeah, and some yell out a message.
But I get yelled at just driving down the highway when I see protesters on, you know, street corners.
At an abortion clinic, yelling is almost always appropriate because in 20th and Vine in Denver, our church members, Denver Bible Church, we save over 100 babies every year who were at the clinic scheduled to be killed.
And then you get people to walk out of there, huh?
And that's right, by calling. And then those women, we go with them to crisis pregnancy centers to get ultrasounds. Women at our church, like Joe Scott, is often there when the baby is born. We have birthday parties in the coming years. So, but at the homes and the residences, when I'm there, I try to use my influence to keep things calm. But, you know, when you have a protest, people who are angry often come out, and you can't.
Well, then you get the anti-protesters who, you know, they go right after face-to-face.
Well, the anti-protesters, like the Denver convention is coming here in the summer.
Right.
And the anarchists and a whole slew of ugly protesters are planning to come to Denver, and so they will target us and our protests.
All right, we have like a minute and a half to go now. Protesting is one of those things where people are paid sometimes to show up and protest by whoever has the, now this is my agenda, I'll pay these kids over here with nothing to do with this, hold these signs. You guys do that?
No, but if I had the money, I'd probably get homeless people outside their homes every day.
Well, Bob, I appreciate you coming on, and again, you know, this turned into the Bob Inyard Show, kind of, which is okay with me because we discuss matters at hand, and this is what people need to know. How can people get in touch with you or find out more about who Bob Inyard is?
Well, our website is KGOV, like government, KGOV.com, and every weekday afternoon at 3 o'clock on AM 670.
You have a show?
Yep, Bob Enyart Live. It's a lot of fun.
He's been doing it for a lot of years, and you'll love him, you'll hate him, but he believes in what he believes in, and you can't, you know, you can't knock him down for that.
Thank you, Roger.
Bob, I appreciate you coming on Celebrate Colorado.
Okay. See
you. And there you go for another edition of Celebrate Colorado. That was kind of fun. We had a, you know, this old Steve there, Senator Ward. He was a little miffed because we had to call him back on a different line. So he, you know, I guess he's used to being treated better than that. But other than that, we got everybody's point of view in, I trust. And next week, Celebrate Colorado. Who knows what we're going to talk about, but we'll be here right here on the Radio Colorado Network. I appreciate your time, your ear, and be safe out there. We'll talk to you in a week.